costly than fucking Harris. Yeah. No good. Hello and welcome to Buena Vista, episode 275. I am Ben, and I'm Ben, a 34-year-old born in the year 2001, producing and co-hosting the podcast Buena Vista in the year 2035. Buena Vista is an Australian comedy current events podcast that collects insignificant news from around the world so we can discuss them in our laid-back, irreverent, elder Zoomer sense of humour. Long-time fans of the show will be quite familiar with our half-tongue-in-cheek, half-serious gripes about Generation Alpha and the state of the world in general. Whatever happened to classic genre flicks like Independence Day Resurgence? Can't we just admit that it sure is bad for you, but vaping looks incredibly cool? And I don't care if this makes me sound old, but families should be eating dinner in front of the TV instead of wearing their damn VR headsets. With me here are my co-hosts, who are also elder Zoomers. Theo, do you think it's too soon to make jokes about the 2025 White House micro-nuke attack?
I think the best time to make a joke about the 2025 White House micro-nuke attack was during the attack.
Yeah.
Every time after that is slightly later and slightly staler. Got to get him in quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucy, isn't it fucked up that Alfies wouldn't even remember watching classic TV like The Cleveland Show?
Oh, that is so, so true of The Cleveland Show. I love being a Zelda.
Yeah.
A Z Elder. And what did you call them? Alfies? That's fun.
Alfies. Yeah.
That's
Alfies,
kind of like a fun little way to make fun of them. I like that. We should do more of that.
Yeah, because they're really annoying. Have you noticed that Alfies are like, I don't want to sound like an old guy, but like they have bad taste in stuff and the taste we have is
bad
really
taste.
Good.
They like Skibbity Toilet, whereas we like The Cleveland Show.
Yeah, we love The Cleveland Show.
Yeah.
Wait, no, do we like Skibbity Toilet? Because we're grown-up Zoomers.
I feel like we don't like Skibbity Toilet.
I know, Alfie. No, you're right. That is Alfies, isn't it? Shit.
Mm, yeah. They're in Ohio with the Skibbity Riz.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Rizzler now is our age. We're like the same age as the Rizzler, I think.
Well, yeah, I think so.
And they've just got him tied into the chair like the God Emperor.
Wait, no, I think we're like 10 years older than the Rizzler. The Rizzler's like a 10-year-old
boy, Rizzler's like a child, right? Yeah. He's an Elfie. We're Zoomers. And we like Friends for some reason.
Yeah, we've ironically got into Friends. Yeah.
But is it ironic?
They actually like it.
Do they like it?
It's not a good show.
It's not
it
a good
isn't
show.
Good or funny.
No, it's not funny.
No jokes.
Mm. No jokes.
Like zero jokes.
That's what really puzzles me about mainstream comedy is that, like, it's not funny?
Yeah.
That's puzzling,
isn't it?
Hey, speaking of annoying things, did you know how they found the CEO murderer's backpack in Central Park?
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Did you know what was in it?
No.
It was full of Monopoly money.
Was it really?
What?
Yeah.
He's the Joker.
He's the Joker.
Joker, but like the people's Joker.
He's the Riddler.
He's the people's Joker. He's the Riddler.
He's the Riddler.
Man. This is
Also, a lot of people lining up to ride on that thing.
Yeah, they are. So just offering it up to the hitman.
It's kind of like a Brandon Boyd energy about him from those pictures.
It's like that scene in Spider-Man 2 or 3, I don't know, I've never seen them, where like they're carrying him with the mask off.
Yeah, but everyone's...
But everyone's sucking him off.
Yeah, everyone's taking a turn. Hey,
take turns sucking him off.
He's our guy.
He's our...
So cock over here. He's our boy. Very strange. Hey, isn't it like nice that the world's having this kind of unifying moment where like...
Yeah, I've never seen it so unified. Like everyone's like,
I've got people
in
my mansions being like, oh, so we celebrate violence now? Like, well, I mean, we tried everything else. We tried everything else. We tried voting. We tried asking very nicely.
Yeah.
We tried the market.
Yeah.
We tried the market a lot, actually, and it turns out that it just kept maximizing profit.
Mm. Yeah,
as a sort of output function,
and sort of like minimizing profit services provided.
Well, I mean that helps to maximize the profit.
Bit. Yeah,
I kind of covered that in the maximizing profit part. So, like, we tried the other things.
Yeah,
why not try something new?
It turns out we didn't actually have like the tools available to change the system at all, except
a gun.
And then the same person replied to me, being like, when I was like, no, it's actually like really cool and funny. And good when CEOs get murdered. Like, it's actually like one of the coolest things to happen of all time, potentially, but within my recent memory. And she's like, well, what if we start killing, like, nurses that vaccinate people or abortion workers?
Oh.
It's like, hey, that already happens. Yeah. That already happens. We already live in that fucking world. Yeah. We're already there, lady. Like,
you guys have done that.
You did that.
Yeah.
You did that. So, hey, why not try something new?
It does feel really good to know that, you know, like the whole architecture of a company as it exists is meant to completely like obliterate any personal responsibility for stuff that happens, you know, like the
that's right.
A health insurance company will deny coverage to everyone and then say, well, I have a duty to provide value to the shareholders.
To shareholders, which has been upheld by the Supreme Court. So that is the purpose of the company.
Yeah.
It is to provide value to the shareholders.
That person says, well, you know, it's not me. I'm just doing what I have to do to make sure these people are looked after.
Bill my fiduciary. Yeah, duty.
That's right. And so they're completely insulated from any consequences whatsoever, unless they're kind of like shot... And like gunned down on the street.
Unless you were to be walking on the street and have a guy just like John Wick you.
Like John Wicks you, like very calmly, just kind of John Wicks you.
With like fucking ironic messages engraved into the bullet casings?
Yeah.
Man, this is
really covering all bases here.
Like, they know this guy's name, right? But they don't want to tell us because he'll get like sucked off too much.
He'll get sucked off too much.
Yes.
He'll be in heaven.
Yeah.
He'll die of getting sucked off before the courts get a chance to kill him.
And you know what? Like, if you, the listener, want to be in the heaven of getting constantly sucked off, all you have to do is do something.
You just got
to
do something, I think.
Just do something. We found out
that things are possible.
You can kind of just do something.
You live in a land of possibility.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of on your side when you do something.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, it could be something different.
No,
it's
something different. Photo, whatever.
2025 White House micro nuke. America, some pretty crazy shit happening over there.
Yeah, I'm never going to get into America.
They won't listen to these before we, you know.
Oh, okay.
Probably. Maybe not. Let's see what other crazy things are happening in America. In America Watch.
America.
This comes to us from WVIT in Connecticut. Man hits neighbor with hammer after house catches fire in Derby.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Immediately getting the feeling of that scene right at the... I'd say the penultimate scene in Burn After Reading, mm-hmm. where the guy runs out of his house, followed by another guy who just hits him in the head with an axe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
While agents watch and go like, well, or is it, yeah, like the CIA is watching like, oh, I guess that's not what I was expecting to happen or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. Okay.
Good to have like a cultural anchor to help people.
A man has been arrested after he allegedly snuck into his neighbor's house and attacked him with a hammer after his house caught fire in Derby.
So his house caught fire and then he went and hit his neighbor with a hammer.
Not even while he was awake.
Yeah.
Like, and that's pretty much a worst case scenario for being woken up, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Being woken up and it's fucking hammer time.
Police said they were called to a reported fire at a home on Roosevelt Drive around 3 a.m. Friday. The police department said there were reports that a homeowner snuck into his neighbor's house with a hammer and struck him. The extent of the injuries is unknown. When police found the man, he had metal plates taped to his body, acting as makeshift body armor, police said.
Oh, he was expecting this. He knew he was going to be working this way.
No, I think...
The Hammer Man.
I think the Hammer Man. The Hammer Man had put armor on, made makeshift body armor.
Makes more sense. Which was because
he was
plates.
Expecting a melee battle.
Well, because he was expecting his neighbor might fight him back.
Fight him back. Yeah.
Have a hammer or a gun himself. So,
I'm not really getting the sort of causal link here.
I don't understand.
Well, that's what makes it interesting. The longer the ambiguity can continue, the looser the rifts can be.
That's true. Until you like find out that grandma died in the hole.
The
rifts really stop.
Funny until then.
I mean, logic kind of dictates that she was dead.
We knew that she was dead. There was no chance at all that lady was alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. The man is facing charges for assaulting an officer, home invasion, and disorderly conduct. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. All right. So just to make this unbelievably clear. So we have house A and homeowner A, house B, homeowner B. House A catches fire.
Yes.
3 a.m. Friday. Homeowner A tapes a bunch of metal plates to his body.
Or already had them taped on there.
Already.
Pre-taped.
While the house is presumably on fire?
While the house is burning.
You better believe I'm... When I go to bed, I'm strapped.
I'm pre-strapped. I keep these things on me. So he's grabbed a hammer and then he's gone into house B, which is not on fire.
Which is not on fire.
And he's attacked homeowner B. The police have arrived at house A because house A is on fire and then become alerted to the hammer attack by an armored man. That's occurring in house B by homeowner A.
And then homeowner A attacks police C.
Yeah, that's right. He sort of...
Calling an armor also very funny. Like, I'm really picturing, like, the oven pans taped to this guy's chest.
I was picturing sheet pans as well.
Yeah. Home alone shit, yeah.
Yeah, like the best bet, right? And he can't really even do a suicide by cop because he's wearing
armor.
He's
strapped, yeah.
So he's immune.
He's impervious to bullets.
Also, so trying to wheedle a motive out of this before the story ends. The guy next door is asleep.
Yep.
So is the fire on delay?
Oh, yeah, I guess. So, like, he's not been woken up by sirens or fire alarms. Probably no fire alarms because it's America and, like, nothing's regulated. So, you know, but...
Well, they have to wait for the Bitcoin payment to clear.
Yeah, that's right.
It can take a while.
Yeah. What? Like, this has to be connected. Like, obviously, it's connected because it all happened, but...
Yeah, and everything's connected.
This is his last stand? He fucking hates his neighbor, and he's burning his house down on the way out?
Like, we don't know what happened leading up to this point.
House fire just the last straw? Like, he wakes up, his fire alarm's gone off. He's like, that's fucking it.
I am done.
I think this has been going on for a long time. I gotta go
hammer that cunt next door.
Yeah, these guys are like lifelong neighbor enemies. Like classic neighbors who fucking hate each other. Other guys just like wandered over. Homeowner B has set fire to house A, pretended to be asleep.
Yeah, I think he was pretending. Although he did get hit with the hammer in bed.
Yeah,
maybe
the perfect alibi.
Yeah.
I couldn't have burned his house down, officer.
Knowing that he set the house on fire.
You're just pretending to be asleep, expecting to get yelled at. And then he fucking hits you in the head with a hammer.
Oh, fuck. I didn't have a hammer contingency. I should have gone to bed wearing armored plates.
You should have.
Underestimated how mad this guy would be when I set his house on fire.
Oh, stern talking to, sure.
Oh. I think he did set the house on fire.
I think so.
Yeah,
think
for sure.
This,
like 100%.
This enemy runs deep. These guys got hate in their blood for each other. This has been going for generations. Hey, depending on how that guy chooses to sleep and what sort of sleep clothing he wears, maybe when he was surprised by the guy with the hammer, he was nude. We talk about nude men in Nude Man Watch.
All right, this one might have some legs as a Google News alert.
For nude man?
Nude man.
Or just, nudity.
This is not the first time that we've... Google nudity. I don't think this is the first time we've done Nude Man Watch. I've had a saved Google search for this for years, but... Most of the stories about someone taking off their clothes in public or being naked in public are about like someone with a drug problem or mental illness just losing
their
shit.
Not fun for riffs, really.
Yeah, not really riff.
Not good riff material.
Heavy.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know. Something here's a little mysterious to me. So this is from CT Insider. This is also in Connecticut, much like the last story. Ellington man arrested after walking around naked in Tolland restaurant, police say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With me so far.
Yeah.
A man who police said walked around a restaurant naked while people, including children, ate dinner on Friday is due in court next week.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Aren't, I'm pretty sure.
I would probably stop eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't continue with my meal. I'd probably wait till that situation sort of sorted itself out.
He was walking around naked while people were on a brief break from eating their dinner. They'd put down their knife and fork and they went,
Let's see how this plays out.
Apparently everybody ran out of the restaurant in one of the things that I was reading. Everyone's like, get out of here. I don't think
it's
I'm leaving.
Funny to think about all your friends just being shocked and you just continue eating the loaded nachos.
Yeah.
Keep taking all the fully loaded ones. Yeah.
Oh, are we leaving because we just don't understand the event?
I guess.
Are you afraid of the unknown?
I think this is sort of like a signal that some crazy shit is about to happen.
Yeah.
It's rarely just the nudity.
But you can also tell whether he's got like a gun or a bomb, right?
Yeah, because he's walking
funny. He's not strapped.
Because it's in his asshole.
Yeah. Thank you. Or a vagina.
That is true. Yeah. Those are two places you can store things.
The people's purses.
Andrew F. Kinghorn, 42, of Ellington, was arrested and charged with two counts of risk of injury to a minor and second-degree breach of peace, police said.
That's a funny charge.
He posted $20,000 bail and is scheduled to appear in State Superior Court in Rockville on December 11th. The incident happened around 6:10 p.m. at Papa T's on Merrow Road on Route 195, police said. According to the state police, Kinghorn came into the restaurant fully clothed, sat down at the counter and asked for a menu. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Normal style.
All right.
A short time later, he went into one of the restrooms where he spent about 10 to 15 minutes, police said. Quote, when the male emerged from the restroom, he was completely naked, which caused alarm among the patrons, troopers said in news release. Children were among the customers, they added.
So he's just come out nude. It's like your nightmare. It's like you forget that you didn't put your clothes back on.
Yeah,
100%.
Like you get completely nude to shit.
Yeah.
Like the normal way. You take all your clothes off.
And you're like washing your hands, like, I feel like something's different.
Maybe I left my wallet back in there.
Yeah.
Something feels kind of off. Am I wearing my glasses? Yep. Okay.
Testicle spectacles.
Oh.
What's the rest?
Man, that is a nightmare. Right. It's just so on autopilot from like a long day. You just had a really shitty day at work.
Yeah, you have the longest day of work. You get completely nude to shit, like the rest of us. And the unthinkable happens. You walk out.
And then you got to play it off like you did it on purpose, because otherwise there's no coming back from that. Like if you open the door, walk out naked and go,
I've just checked my pocket. Oh, yep. Where are my pockets?
Left
you
something.
Go straight back in, put your clothes back on. You were naked in public for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You can't just like sit
Only
down
a few
and keep
people.
Eating your dinner.
It still happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be like, hey, weren't you just... Were you naked the first time you came out? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Not ringing any bells.
And then the manager's looking at the CCTV and then showing everyone in the restaurant. Wait a second. Scrum to... Yes.
Half speed. Zoom.
When troopers arrived, he was still naked, but he complied with their order to put his clothes back on, state police said. So, like...
All right. It's a pretty weird thing to do. Why'd you do that?
So they come in and are like, gonna need you to get your clothes back on, sir. It's like, you know what? You raise
fair
a good
enough.
Point.
Yeah, fair. Mm. Yeah, great. Okay.
Fair
I'll do
cop.
That. I did a little digging to just find out more about this guy. Just to find out if he's a crazy person, basically.
Yeah.
If you can say that. In these times, just to see if he seemed like an unhinged dude. He seems profoundly normal from just about everything that I've found out about him. The only real piece of information I found out about this man is that he had a drunk driving charge against him thrown out because of some procedural stuff by the cops. But Yeah. Otherwise, seems like a perfectly normal dude.
I think he just forgot his clothes. I think he forgot his clothes in the toilet.
Yeah. I'm not going to do an Andrew here, but if he was here, we probably would have done this. But the menu for...
I'm looking at Papa T's. Yeah. Let me tell you, cheap.
Yeah, cheap and long. That is a long fucking menu.
Like, oh, you can get everything at Papa T's, and I assume it is all very average.
Right? It can't be good, right? There's just no fucking way. Yeah, they got
the house special is chopped sirloin served with choice of potato and coleslaw. Famous Howie special, hot roast beef served with choice of potato and coleslaw. And they are $16.49.
Sounds pretty fucking good.
That's a pretty good deal. I'd probably want to be nude at Papa T's too.
I'd rather be nude at Papa T's. I had a look at their Facebook as well to see if they had mentioned it at all. Yeah. And the only thing I saw was on a Facebook post from like a day after it happened. Someone in the comments was like, I heard you had a new meatball special on Friday. No likes, no replies, which I thought that was pretty good.
No likes, I think it's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. Hey, I bet if I went into Papa T's and looked around at the food that people were eating, I would find some of it impossible to identify, like some sort of mystery liquid. It's time for Mystery Liquid.
Mystery liquid, can't tell what color it is with a slick oily sheen. What could it mean? Mystery liquid, I see some goop that is forming a pool on the floor. Who is it for? I'm gonna taste the mystery liquid. I'm gonna taste the mystery liquid.
Comes to us from WCMH in Ohio. Ohio man recovering after alleged assault over McDonald's sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. So someone is very grievously injured in this story, and that's not funny. But there are some details here that really shine. An Ohio man is struggling to get back to normalcy after he said he was punched repeatedly by several McDonald's employees during a dispute over his quarter pounder in October.
It's not who I thought was going to be the victim in this.
It's the other way around. They flipped the script. It's always like a McDonald's employee getting assaulted, and this time they're taking the power back.
Yeah. I was ready to say, oh, that's not funny.
Yeah. All right. Carrigan Norwood was reportedly assaulted sometime after midnight on October 17th at the McDonald's on East 17th Street in Columbus. He recently sat down with Nexstar's WCMH to talk about the experience, which he described as a nightmare. Norwood said he had visited the McDonald's for a late-night meal, but returned to the restaurant when he realized his order, a double quarter pounder with bacon, was only a single. After getting back to the drive-thru window, however, he said he was met with hostility, so he asked for the manager. Quote, they slammed the window in my face, then told me to come back with a better attitude, Norwood said.
All right, so far so good.
Okay. Yep.
An argument ensued. The manager allegedly walked away, and that's when Norwood said the whole staff came after him. Quote, everybody in the crew, the person who took my order, the fry cooks, cashiers, all went to come yelling at me at the window, he said.
That's so funny. I'm just imagining all these 15-year-olds coming out to start screaming at this guy.
Yeah, like people coming out of the kitchen to be like, you fucking motherfucker, leave us alone.
Customers are coming back being like, hey, fuck you.
Everybody boo this man. Norwood said that he then drove around the restaurant so that the people waiting in line behind him could get their food. So the people in the cars behind him are yelling at him as well. Like, yeah, everyone's fucking yelling at him.
They're tooting and honking.
But then he rejoined the drive-thru line once again to ask for a correction to his order.
Oh, my God. Go inside. Go in the restaurant. Get out of your car.
When he reached the window, he said five employees exited the building and approached his vehicle.
Where is this McDonald's? It's in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Columbus. This is just like, this is hundreds and hundreds of bad customers all adding up into one person.
Yeah,
where
this
all
guy's
of you have just
it.
Decided, this guy's got to fucking go. I cannot do this for one more goddamn second. I'm going to kill this man.
I love the dishonesty of like, oh, I just asked for them to fix my order. And yeah, I'm just got so mad just at me that they just assaulted
fix
me.
Something up.
Yeah, it's I like, politely inquired.
I don't think that's what happened.
No.
I've got 6 bullets in this gun. I'll take out 1 bullet for each correction that you make to my order.
Quote, fluid was thrown in my car, Norwood claimed. I didn't know what it was.
He got the substance?
He got substanced. I didn't know what it was, so when I tried to get out and call for help, that's when they dropped me and beat me.
Yeah.
They basically, like, jumped me, like, grabbed me, pulled my shirt over my head, started punching me in the face.
Yeah, we believe you. We really do. Yeah. Well, I want to believe you.
Columbus McDonald's.
Oh, no, I don't want to believe you,
crazy.
Actually.
Yeah, after midnight, these guys have probably been working, like, a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
I bet, this is just a theory, I bet this guy ate the patty. He ate the second patty and then came back and tried to get a refund. Quote, it didn't stop until one of the other patrons in the drive-thru said they were calling the police, Norwood said. All this over a sandwich, and it didn't need to go that far at all.
Okay, yeah, McDonald's
it probably
sell
did
sandwiches.
It's not a sandwich.
No, they sell burgers. It's stupid.
A hamburger.
The way that you guys say that is really stupid.
It's really
crazy.
Weird, yeah.
Wait, why are you calling the cops anyway? Seems like everything is sort of getting sorted out.
It seems like justice is sort of happening in the moment. Yeah.
It's kind of happening. You don't need somebody else to come along. It seems to be sorted itself out.
You can't rely on the police either.
No.
Just trust,
your only your fists.
Yeah. I would just love to hear the staff's side of the story.
Yeah.
I think it would be quite different.
There's got to be a fucking reason. Like, there's no... Like, the fry cooks aren't coming out just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
the
you know
cashiers
what?
Aren't. Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to do some jail time.
It's like the bully McDonald's where it's like they're just waiting to beat up a customer.
They're waiting for a guy called Norwood to come in to kick his ass. We got a Norwood. Get him.
Get him. Give him 1 patty instead of 2. Let's go.
Oh, they're doing the test on everyone. They're just waiting. Like anytime anyone orders a double anything, give them a single, see if they come back. Get ready. Norwood got back in his vehicle and called his mother on the phone. Norwood.
It's not helping. How old is this man?
I think he's in his like 40s, I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
30s
right.
or 40s.
Okay.
Oh, no, mother. Mother.
Mother, they beat me.
Yes, I did go back to McDonald's again, mother. No, I
after
know
midnight.
That you didn't want me
mother,
there.
Mother, please don't be mad. Please don't be mad. I've been to McDonald's.
She said she couldn't figure out why he was slurring his words and talking slowly, so she rushed to the restaurant and immediately sought medical help. Very funny to keep calling this McDonald's a restaurant as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, you just had the shit kicked out of you by McDonald's and your mother is coming to pick you up.
Yeah. No, Mom, it didn't go as I planned.
From the McDonald's car park.
I tried to stand up to the mother. Sorry.
That's like one of the... Like at after midnight, you're gonna get some drunk 20-year-old people. They're gonna be calling you bitch boy.
The Milton McDonald's at 1 a.m. That's crazy in there. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's like in Columbus. It's probably crazy.
I don't have enough to go on.
With your knowledge of Columbus,
my knowledge of Columbus. Yeah,
yeah, that's fair. Norwood suffered a broken orbital bone on the left side of his face. His left eye was swollen shut and he wondered if he would ever see again. Quote, I had to get a titanium implant, Norwood said, a couple of weeks after his surgery. Still got a little bit of double vision and I'm sensitive to light, so I wear glasses. Norwood said he had also been planning to enlist in the military to follow in the footsteps of his mother and father. But due to the severity of his injuries, he's now unsure if he will be able to join the military at all.
You can't go to army?
You can't go to army
he
because
said,
you got your
can't
ass
go to
kicked
army? You got
by
beat
an entire
up
McDonald's?
By McDonald's?
And now mother will be disappointed?
You're disappointing father and mother, Norwood?
Because you can't go to army? Norwood?
No good. Norwood. Store cameras recorded parts of the October 17th altercation as Norwood remained at the pickup window, WCMH previously reported, citing documents from Columbus Police and Franklin County Municipal Court. The documents also said one of the employees threw a drink through Norwood's window before he got out of his van, at which point the McDonald's workers began punching him in the head.
Yeah.
Three of the employees involved have been charged with assault, causing great bodily harm, which is a felony charge. Two of those men have been arrested, including one who spent 12 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter.
Pardon?
Damn. You didn't know that one of these guys had a rap sheet.
Oh.
This guy had done 12 years.
12 years for involuntary. What's involuntary manslaughter? Is that just manslaughter? Like,
that's where you're being, I think you're doing something irresponsible and knowingly dangerous, and it kills somebody.
Isn't that what, but that, like, that's just manslaughter? That's what manslaughter, yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I think maybe that's, I don't know.
How about a little less involuntary manslaughter and a little more involuntary man's laughter?
Yes. Yes.
That's what the world needs now.
It is distinguished from voluntary manslaughter by the absence of intention.
But that's... What? That's very weird.
Or is voluntary manslaughter where you aim to hurt somebody...
But you don't intend to kill them.
You don't intend to kill them.
Okay. Yeah. Whereas like this is where you've done something reckless or negligent and killed him.
Yeah, I guess
we learned so much. We're always learning.
That's what this
podcast is for. Just go into prison for being too cool. And now he's back.
Now he's probably gone. Yeah. I think he's going down again. One of the men is still wanted by Columbus Police. He's still out there hanging out with the CEO killer. The charges against the three employees have been sent to a grand jury. Norwood's mother, meanwhile, said she's very proud of her son and worries about his future after the incident. She also questions the hiring practices of McDonald's. I don't think that one of the screening questions is, hey, if you ever got really annoyed, would you like team up with the entire McDonald's restaurant and beat the shit out of one guy?
I don't think they asked that. Also, I don't care who works at the McDonald's.
No, they get paid like nothing. Everyone should be allowed to work at McDonald's. If you apply to work at McDonald's,
you auto just get the job.
Yeah. You're given 20 hours minimum a week, no questions asked.
And you have to deal with a guy coming multiple times through the drive-thru because he didn't get two patties in his, or four in his double quarter pounder.
You can't do the circuit. There's just no, you can't be, once you've gone through once, you cannot re-enter that line. That's not fucking happening. Quote, these monsters are a threat to society, Dawn Norwood said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The McDonald's staff of this workers? McDonald's.
How are we proposing to carve up this society? Let's hear it from this nerd's mum who was in army.
A representative for McDonald's was not immediately available to comment on the accusations.
Yeah, laughing too hard.
What would they say? They're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
That is not part of the normal operation of a McDonald's.
Against the McDonald's rule book.
That is not in the spirit of the McDonald's family restaurant chain. Please have a double quarter pounder with bacon on us. Hey, if this guy died from complaining about a McDonald's order, he might have turned up in the ripping report. It's time for the ripping report.
I'm itching for another edition of the ripping report.
It's a bit of a theme in this episode so far, actually.
I was going to say, got a lot of violence, a lot of death.
Yeah, a lot of violence is probably the biggest one. What the fuck is happening in America? This story comes to us from the Sacramento Bee. Man shooting at skunk accidentally kills ATV driver riding nearby, Utah officials say.
Why were you shooting at a skunk in the first place?
Come on, man. Don't do that. They're one of God's creatures.
Yeah. They're so cute. They're only, little fellas.
They're only stinky if you annoy them or whatever, right?
And that goes for all of us.
It's very true.
Now, this sounds like involuntary manslaughter to me.
Yes.
I've learned something today.
We're learning.
Now that we're legal scholars on manslaughter.
A
Utah man is accused of shooting at a skunk on his property and accidentally hitting someone driving a utility task vehicle or UTV nearby, officials said.
Okay, a GTA-ass world. This is what is going on?
You know, like, bullets are really small and the world is quite big.
It's so big.
So you just kind of think that this wouldn't, like, happen.
It never hit anything.
Yeah.
Or there are so many bullets being fired at skunks and other... varmint in America.
Critters and such.
That statistically, it's got to hit a guy on an ATV.
Eventually.
You fire a bullet, 100% chance of either hitting varmint or man. Ain't never going to hit nothing. Darren James Entz, 39, is scheduled to be arraigned on a charge of negligent homicide. Oh, interesting.
So, interesting. Okay. Well,
I thought we just covered this.
The prosecutor disagrees with us,
I guess. We know nothing. We know less than nothing.
Why is it negligent homicide? Doesn't matter. an attorney hadn't been listed for him in court records as of the morning of December 2nd. I hope he self-represents. Entz was getting his trailer ready for a camping trip on October 4th in Elsinore when he shot at a skunk on his property, a Sevier County Sheriff's Office detective wrote in a probable cause statement. Why'd you pause from getting your trailer ready to go camping to shoot at a skunk?
You were leaving.
You were like putting
it didn't matter that he was around.
You put your sleeping bag in the trailer and then you're like, skunk, let me go get my rifle. After Entz shot the skunk, he noticed dust from a UTV in a field to the north of his property. That's so, like, fucking Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers.
Blood
yeah.
simple.
100%, yeah.
Like, just a little dust cloud in the distance.
Yeah. Skunk exploded in the foreground, by the way.
That's right. Yeah. Very slow focus pull from the skunk corpse to the dust cloud. Till the sweat drips out my balls. He drove over in his own UTV, the document said. Quote, DJ, I guess Darren James Entz goes by DJ.
DJ.
Told us that when he arrived, he found an elderly man slumped over from the driver's seat to the passenger seat. There was also an elderly woman in the passenger seat, the detective wrote.
Oh, come on, man.
Can you fucking imagine that you're just driving around next to your husband in your UTV, you just hear a noise and you go, huh, what was that? And you look to your right and he's been like brained.
Yeah.
Like his brain is gone. His brain is on like the front of the UTV. Fuck.
And like the death cam is just pointing at a hill.
Yeah.
Like there's no, you can't see.
They've got to be using hacks, surely. How the fuck
what,
they do
what is
that?
This, what is this guy shooting skunks with, by the way? Like,
yeah.
That is.
Barrett 50 cal.
Well, like realistically, has he shot this skunk with a 5.56 rifle, right? Like with a full powered, well, sort of medium power kind of cartridge. Like, is he shooting this with an AR?
Can you not just like shoo it away with a rake or something?
Well,
you
yeah, with a rake. Get. Rake is sort of like
go on,
you've got a spectrum of options available to you. It starts with the rake. It doesn't go all the way to...
Yeah, maybe we can move up to throwing a rock at it, you know?
Shooting a small little guy with an assault rifle.
Yeah, so with a, like, anti-materiel rifle. Yeah.
Jesus.
The man was flown to hospital and died the next day. Officials said the identity of the man who died has not yet been publicly released. Entz, who admitted he'd been drinking, told officials that he didn't see or hear the UTV and had his truck and generator running as he prepared for his camping trip, court documents said.
So you'd been drinking shit. And you had the truck running ready to drive the
to
truck.
Drive with a
you're
trailer.
About to drive the truck to your to your camping.
And the generator's going because you need to power your sound system?
Yeah, probably.
Presumably.
Yeah. So, you know, he's had a couple of beers. He's already putting his rifle in the truck. He sees a skunk and he goes,
one for the road.
Yeah. This will be kill number one of the best hunting trip ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elsinore is a 170-mile drive south of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Yeah.
So fucking yikes.
Sometimes
what
life
are you guys doing over there?
Yeah.
In Utah?
Like, what are you doing over there in general? Let's take a step back. What have we got? Man sets his own house on fire, presumably puts armor on to hammer attack a neighbor. A guy in a restaurant just takes off all his clothes and then comes back out like it's not a big deal. A guy makes a complaint at a McDonald's and every single person that works there tries to kill him.
I think something's going on, spiritually with the moon or something. Sick.
I think America might
exist moon.
Yeah. I was thinking the moon.
Within the
Yours
boundaries of Area X.
Yeah.
And they are just returning to their base nature.
Area X has expanded and the moon is in like a weird spot.
Yeah, moon weird also.
Sagittarius season.
The moon's in Sagittarius rising.
Moon's in Sagittarius. Time to take all my clothes off.
Time to beat my neighbor to death with a hammer. And yeah, I'm burning my house down. Like, things aren't okay over there. The psychic energy, the general vibe and feeling of America is not like... I know that like a million tragedies happen every day all over the world in all places to all kinds of people. The American tragedies seem to be like, Area X. They're under the influence of something.
Yeah.
A visitor to their country has planted itself in the ground and has slowly started replacing everything with things that seem the same.
Yeah.
But are kind of sickeningly different.
I think it's vaccines, Ben.
Vaccines. It's probably the vaccines. I didn't think about that at all. They're finally kicking in.
All right. Well, this one's demonetized on Spotify. Do we make money from Spotify?
We don't make money from Spotify.
Say what I want.
Incidentally.
Hey, nobody does except for Brandon Elk.
And Joe Rogan, he's still got that $100 million?
Yeah. So I was my actual estimate for this is that Joe Rogan recorded one episode from the Pontypool desk.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of what's happened.
Kind of created a memetic virus.
Yeah. That makes you beat your neighbor up with a hammer or try and shoot a skunk.
Perform nude crimes.
Yeah. It's very strange. Speaking of Spotify, they've now changed it so that you can get the bonus episodes on Spotify. Previously, if you were a Spotify podcast listener, you had to do it in two different ways. So the listener, if you've had to listen to the bonuses on Patreon because you normally listen to it on Spotify, you just connect your Spotify account to the Patreon and then you get it. End of housekeeping. Hey, Spotify hosting your podcasts and then they get money for it by playing ads to people. That seems like a bit of a scam. It's time for Scam Watch.
Warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This is from WLWT in Ohio. Man accused of lying about death in order to get money due in court. Wait, no. Emphasis wrong. Man accused of lying about death in order to get money due in court.
Oh, that makes more sense when you put it that
way. Okay.
A man accused of lying about his own death to try to get money from someone is expected in court. Court documents say Craig Orrick pretended to be a man named Zach and told the victim he would kill Orrick if the victim didn't deliver cash to Orrick's girlfriend.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, so we might need to diagram this.
Hold on.
All right, so Craig Orrick, person A,
has an ex-girlfriend.
Money. Yes, but he's in cahoots with the ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
So, all right, person A, Craig Orrick.
There's so nice when people break up, but they're able to get over their differences and still be friends, still communicate.
Yeah. I mean, what you had was so, it was there for a reason. Why would that go away after the relationship ends?
That's right. Maybe the sex isn't working anymore or what have you, But
you both loved doing schemes.
You both love money.
You love doing things together. You love money for nothing.
All right, so person A is Craig.
Craig.
And he wants money from person B.
Yes.
Mystery person with an unnamed person B.
Yeah.
We
so
haven't
he's
named
told
person B yet.
Person B that he is person C.
Yeah.
And that he, person C, who he's pretending to be, would kill person A, who he actually is, unless he gave him money.
Why does person C care about killing Craig?
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Because you would have to assume this would be someone who cares about or knows Craig, right?
Sure. For him to have any leverage.
For it to work.
For it to work.
Which is interesting because police say he told the victim the next day that Orrick had been shot and killed because the person didn't deliver the money. Because
and
he didn't
said,
care
I
about
killed
Craig.
I killed myself, Craig.
Told you I would.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Yeah. How do you reckon that feels for Craig? Be like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking kill him. You'll never get to see him again, ever.
Left on red.
Craig's mum or something?
Maybe.
I think Craig's telling his mum he's going to kill Craig.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking always shit. Doing scams. I hate that guy.
Sick of him. Take him out. You'll be doing me a favor. Take him out.
Kill his ex-girlfriend too.
police say he told the victim next day that Auric had been shot and killed, but police eventually found him in Knoxville, Tennessee. Auric will be arraigned Monday morning on charges of extortion, inducing panic, and disrupting public services.
Inducing panic is so funny.
Inducing panic in who?
Inducing panic.
It seems like no one cared.
Yeah.
You do something to make everyone run around, kind of start hooting and hollering.
Hey, for some people, doing scams is basically a sport. It's time for Sports Watch. This comes to us from the Associated Press. SEC tells Texas there's no room for its 1,700-pound Longhorn at title game versus Georgia.
Aw.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Southeastern Conference Championship game will not feature another mascot showdown.
Is the mascot a real Longhorn?
Yeah. You know how we were talking about...
it doesn't really seem like a mascot. It seems like an animal.
It seems like it's just the guy.
You could have just put a guy in a suit.
Yeah, why don't you have like a little like... A 22-year-old dancing homosexual in there who's like dressed up as a Longhorn. He's doing like crazy moves.
Oh, a Longhorn is not what I thought a Longhorn was.
It's a big old steer.
It's a big old steer.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a something with antlers.
Oh, like a svelte deer style.
Like svelte deer,
creature.
Not a big old steer.
You were thinking like a pronghorn, maybe.
I was thinking like a pronghorn.
Yeah, it's a Longhorn.
Yeah.
And it's 1,700 pounds. This is an 850-kilogram steer. This thing weighs more than the damn Master Chief, who weighs 500 kilos in his armor. Little factoid, Master Chief from Halo, true. Halo 2, Halo 3. Yeah, and he pisses shits in there.
Yeah, and also the suit sucks him off.
Yeah, that's right.
Or jacks him off. I don't know.
It helps keep him focused.
Yeah. How do you like taxonomically? Is that how do we categorize that?
If it uses vacuum of any kind, it's a suck off.
Oh. And so it doesn't have to be moist?
He does. I don't think he needs it moist. He's fine with it dry. He's uncircumcised.
That's right.
He's uncut.
All right. So he's.
It's a really big cow.
Okay, so it's a pump arrangement.
Yeah. It sort of locks on, creates a seal. There's like an O-ring that sort of attaches around the base. And that forms a seal.
And a mechanical pumping, not a vacuum arrangement.
Well, I mean, I guess so. But yeah, correct. Although when he's in space, it obviously it just opens up out into space. It just lets all the atmosphere out that way. Sort of self-contained around that.
All right.
Yeah. The league said there wasn't enough space on the sideline at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta for number 2 Texas to bring along its 1,700-pound Longhorn Bevo the 15th.
Bevo.
Bevo
the 15th.
Yeah.
Probably, did the others die? Probably.
Yes. So this is much like the Tiger that we talked about, LSU's Tiger. This is the 15th. The 15th. Version incarnation of Bevo. Somebody I found out, I was just looking it up on Wikipedia, and it was originally called Bo, and then like the team manager or something decided to change it to Bevo, but died before he could explain why.
I was gonna say, it's really, and I will a really put it to you thusly.
Closer, come closer. I must tell you.
Bevo.
Yeah, Bevo. Bevo, that's Bevo. Like a... That seems like
that's
you're
like
kind
a,
of...
a guy, an Australian guy.
Yeah.
That's Bevo.
Yeah,
that's
Bevo. Absolutely. very different vibe, I think, taking a 1,700-pound Longhorn from game to game versus taking a tiger.
Well...
I think.
Yeah. I mean, like you would think that this is kind of a more passive animal, but I don't think it is. This thing is fucking crazy.
So.
Also,
really?
850 fucking kilos. This is like the size of a compact car.
Yeah, but it might not have much kinetic energy.
Oh, my lord. It's got kinetic energy out the wazoo. You get
really
charged by one of these things?
Oh.
You're but gone.
I've never had the pleasure.
It watches the football, the college football game. Yeah. Okay.
They like something to look at, like another thing apart from the football?
I think they just kind of let their eyes unfocus at all right. times.
Mm.
The Longhorns are facing number 5, Georgia, in the title game Saturday. The teams have 2 of college football's most famous mascots. There should be enough sideline space for Georgia's pure white English bulldog, the much smaller Uga 11.
Yeah, they should let him fight it out, though.
Yeah, they should.
Do the mascots fight?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that. Before the 2019 Sugar Bowl at the Superdome in New Orleans, Bevo the 15th toppled his barrier and began to charge at Uga the 10th, who is Uga the 11th's predecessor. Texas handlers were able to pull back Bevo before the massive animal caused any harm.
He God, had can beef. You imagine?
He had beef with Uga.
Yeah, he is beef.
He is beef.
He with is Uga. Beef with Uga.
I am going to kill you.
This sounds unsafe. Just from what are you fucking outsider's people doing? Perspective, why are you doing that? Like a mascot, a bulldog's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Still weird because it'd be too little to really see from the field.
Still
you need
weird.
Like
again,
a
put guys in suits, yeah. twinks
homosexual,
in suits.
Young little dancing homosexual in a suit. And he's out there doing flips and cartwheels. And everyone's like, fuck, I bet that guy's the coolest guy ever. They don't know.
Mm.
They don't know he's the shy guy.
Yeah. They don't know that. They don't know he only shines when he's got the suit on.
Yes. No one cared who he was until he put on the bulldog costume. quote, when we received the request for Bevo to be on the sideline in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, our staff looked at several alternatives, including the sideline location, said Chuck Dunlap, an SEC spokesman. Average American name. The reality is there is limited sideline space at the stadium. We can't jeopardize the safety of Bevo or the game participants. Why do you have him in the fucking first place? If you're concerned about his safety and shit.
Why do you cart around an 850-kilogram animal?
Why are you doing this? Why are you being like, this is all connected. The violence and this are the same sickness.
They are the same.
In like different ways.
The American
the pageantry,
sickness.
The violence, the insanity.
Yeah, everything is in decay, but also at the same time in regrowth.
Yes. Yeah, in a beautiful cycle of terror. Quote, with the narrow sidelines, location of multiple sets for television and camera carts, there is not enough space, Dunlap said. While we want to honor the tradition across the conference, the space limitation is a reality. He added later Friday that the SEC tried to find space for Bevo, including a fan event at the adjacent Georgia World Congress Center. We did identify several options for Bevo, including a location at SEC Fanfare, but there was no opportunity for him to be on the field due to the space limitations, Dunlap said in an email to the Associated Press. Just a guy, like a guy doing flips.
Yeah, he and can have a helmet on.
If like
with horns on it.
If something goes wrong or the guy's like sick or he has to go visit his mother, you put another guy in the suit.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to have Bevo. Like, they're going to know if it's not Bevo. If you bring a different guy, they're going to know.
That's
and guys are very
pounds.
Small.
Yeah. Easy
compared
to transport.
To Bevo. Yeah. Easy to transport. We've got the technology.
Do we have any, like...
Put him in a Honda Civic. You get him there.
I think I've seen, a horse at a Broncos game before. I think they had, like, a real-life horse.
Oh, absolutely. They ride the horse around the thing and fireworks go off and stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that shit. That's... Okay. God, right. That's fine though, because like horses are used to that sort of thing.
You can get a horse anywhere.
You can.
You want a horse? You want a horse today?
I'll get your horse.
I'll get your horse. But like, and I assume at the state of origin, there statistically that you're going to get some cane toads.
Yeah, probably a lot of cockroaches around
probably.
As well. So that checks out. Yeah.
Especially if it's hosted in Sydney.
Yeah, because it's gross. Yuck.
Yeah.
We hate Sydney.
People who work for Atlassian.
Yeah. hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista, another crazy journey, just taking sort of the temperature of the world, finding the state that the world is at and talking through it. You know, we're all just trying to understand this crazy
we're
journey
learning together.
We're all on this ride.
What involuntary manslaughter is versus voluntary manslaughter.
I don't know if we were learning because we didn't get it straight by the end
of it. No, I think we got it. We're all learning what a longhorn is, that it's not a pronghorn.
what negligent homicide is. If you enjoy this episode, we do more of this, often with less violence and death. We do two episodes a week, every week, for the price of, like, not even a schooner, like less than the price of a schooner. You can get twice as many
Unbelievable
episodes.
Unbelievable how much a schooner costs.
I mean, I set the prices. Oh. Do you know how much beer costs when you're buying a keg of beer from someone?
I don't.
Somewhere in the ballpark of like $350 generally.
Do you get a lot of beer for that though?
50 litres of beer. That's heaps. Yeah. That'd take you ages to drink.
It would.
We will see you next week or maybe on the bonus episodes. If you are in America, just like you can't change what's happening around you, but you can change yourself. Like just calm down. You know, just like fucking take a breath and be like, let's maybe dial this back a little bit. And then, you know, if other people start doing the calm down movement, maybe we'll have a calm America.
Maybe some of you calm down, some of you do something.
Yes.
And it's up to you to decide which one of those you are.
You'll know it, like in your heart, whether you're a calm downer or a doer.
Yeah.
And now, like we cherish both. I think one is kind of cooler than the other, but
we need way more calmers than doers, by the way.
We are actually going to need like a lot of calming work done after the doing as well, because that doing is going to be big.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Be the change that we want to see in the world. We'll talk to you next week. Please stay safe out there.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.